It's no different. Uh-huh. I just folks call it. Some say molasses, some say.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear them called long sweetening and short sweetening?
No, I haven't heard that.
What, say if you wanted to buy some molasses, what would it come in?
Well, it's come in a little old junk.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you ever hear of a stand of molasses?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what would flour come in?
Come in a flour sack.
Mm-hmm. What about when they bought a lot of flour? It would come in a...
It'd come in a flour sack, right?
Or if maybe they bought 100 pounds, it would come in a...
It'd be the same.
Well, a wooden thing.
Be in a big sack.
Now, something made out of wood.
They used to, when I was coming up, they used to make barrels of flour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And half a barrel.
Uh-huh.
But now, they make it in sacks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How much flour would be in a barrel?
Let me see. I believe about 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And in them little barrels, I heard Papa say, there's 90 pounds of flour in there.
Uh-huh. What about the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
You call that? What are you trying to say? Well, perhaps sometimes... Something to hold around. What you call that hole?
Barrel hooks.
The barrel hooks, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, barrel hooks.
And something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in.
I don't know what does it.
What would nails come in?
Oh, nails come in a nail keg.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see a water barrel or a water keg?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Manual.
What would the thing that you'd turn to get the water out? That'd be a...
That'd be the faucet.
Uh-huh. And something like that out in the yard that you could turn and get the water out.